Our monthly update and conversation with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air today. Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's a nice, crisp air day today.
Yeah, yesterday was so good. And then, well, here we are. Here we are today. Well, Brian, appreciate your time once a month, as always, and giving us the update on what's happening within the city of Kemmer. So I'll just maybe hand the time over to you. Any updates you wanted to mention this morning?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of things going on. And, I'll just start with, our golf course is open. And we've actually already had a high school tournament over there. They made it through at least one round of nine holes, and then it got a little cold. But a number of high schools came here to do that. We actually have our new golf course and parks director, Corey C, is here, and also Luke Bergman in the clubhouse. So we're getting staffed and ready to go as well for expanded times and as things get warmer. And already started making things happen out there. We also had an Arbor Day celebration with our kindergartners from Canyon Elementary. And they were really brave in helping us plant a couple of trees in some cold, windy weather. And we were awarded actually 20 years now as a Tree City USA from the Arbor Day folks. So
excellent.
That was exciting. So we're also getting ready for our fishing derby on June 4th. And that's going to be from 8 to noon at our fishing pond, the Kemmer Fishing Pond. So a lot of other things going on, too. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you could expand on the fishing derby a little. That's changed a little over the last couple of years, if I'm remembering correctly. Walk us through how that works.
Yeah, we actually have the Game and Fish come in and stock the pond with thousands of fish. We usually actually try to help them cook the fish too after they catch them. So that's something that I know our mayor has enjoyed doing in the past and our staff. So we try to make it a really fun event for the children, and it doesn't require any kind of a fishing license. It's free, and our recreation folks help them as well. So
excellent. Any other events up and coming, Brian?
Well, events-wise, I think those are the big ones until later in the summer. But I do think there might be some information interesting to the public about what's going on as far as our downtown. We actually have a new business is proposing to buy some city property in the downtown, and they presented this last week in our city council meeting at J&L Wellness. They're going to be proposing a 24-hour health and wellness center with a 24-hour gym and selling all kinds of products, and also having additional suites in there for other businesses that have expressed interest, and one of them a chiropractor, I believe. And it's fun to see that things are picking up in our downtown. There's interest. There's actually been an increase in the appraised value of our city properties that we're trying to sell there in the downtown, and lots of opportunities and progress I think we're going to make. So
yeah, that sounds like a great addition, actually, downtown. There's a few buildings that have been vacant for some time, and so that'd be great.
Yeah, and in fact, this is actually an empty lot that they're going to build a whole new building too.
Okay.
It's going to be between the Grumpy's Bar there as well, and the historic Second Golden Rule JCPenney store there. So
okay. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air with us this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up. Anything else, Brian, that you'd like to mention today?
Well, we actually have a lot of things going on since we had the TerraPower announcement nuclear power coming here. We've had increases in our residential and commercial housing value, and things are moving in our real estate industry. So we're excited about that. There's people looking for opportunities, developers as well, for subdivisions for temporary and permanent housing. Everything's, I think, going according to plan on the site out there. Mayor Tech and I actually have been invited to attend a conference in Salt Lake City in August to discuss our experiences with getting the nuclear power plant here and then learning from other people who have had nuclear kinds of industries come into their communities. And we're also getting ready to, our Angelo Economics, our economic development consultant, is getting ready to send out a mailing to 5,200 companies to tell them why they should, a marketing kit basically, to tell them why they should locate in Kemmer. And we've customized that to address some nuclear-related industries. And we're very honored to have a letter from the CEO of TerraPower, Chris Levesque, in there, as well as some letters promoting Kemmer from our Lincoln County legislators, the county commissioners, the mayors of Diamondville and Kemmer, and also just really, you know, trying to drum up some more business there for supporting the nuclear industry that's coming here. So
yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Again, Brian, appreciate your time. Always lots going on. Always lots going on, and keeping you guys busy.
We try to be proactive, I guess is the word. We're not going to let success just fall upon us. We're going to try to find it for us. So.
Excellent. We're doing great things. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and it's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.